The son of Liberia's former president goes on trial this week in Miami. His name is Chucky Taylor. He's an American. He's charged with torturing at least 7 people when he was the head of a paramilitary anti-terrorist unit in his father's government. And this trial will be the first test of a law that makes it a crime for U.S. citizens to commit torture overseas. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Chucky Taylor, also known as Charles MacArthur Emanuel, is a U.S. citizen, born in Boston in 1977 when his father was a college student. When Charles Taylor became president in 1997, the younger Taylor went to Liberia, where he became the head of the elite anti-terrorist unit, the ATU. Elise Kepler is a senior counsel with Human Rights Watch.
That force became notorious for abuses against civilians in Liberia.
In 2006, federal authorities arrested Chucky Taylor as he tried to enter the U.S. from Trinidad, the day after his father was arrested in Africa. He was first held on a passport violation, but soon was charged with torturing at least 7 people in Liberia. In the indictment, he's charged with ordering the summary execution of 4 men and taking a direct hand in the torture of several others. Taylor is alleged to have personally taken part in beatings and in using molten plastic, scalding water, and electric shocks to torture his victims. Some of those men are likely to be among the witnesses who will testify here against Chucky Taylor. They're likely to do so behind screens or in some other manner that will protect them from possible retaliation. Kepler says Taylor's attorneys do know the identities of the witnesses and have traveled to Liberia to prepare his defense, which presented its own logistical problems.
One of the reasons that the start date has been pushed back several times is that the defense has indicated that the difficulty of conducting its investigations in Liberia has made it challenging to prepare the defense and that the defense needed more time.
Taylor's lawyer, Miguel Caridad, wasn't available for this report, but told the Associated Press he intends to challenge the credibility of the witnesses. Might they exaggerate or fabricate torture at the hands of the defendant in order to seek and obtain asylum in the West? The question, he said, answers itself. The trial starting this week in Miami isn't just the first time the U.S. has prosecuted a citizen for torture committed overseas. It also marks one of the first times anyone has been prosecuted for human rights violations in Liberia during the Taylor regime. If convicted, Chucky Taylor faces life in prison. During that time and the several years of civil war that preceded it, tens of thousands of Liberians fled the country, and many took refuge in the U.S. Maryland lawyer Mohamedou Jones is one of them.
The particular allegations against this Chucky Taylor are just so, so heinous that a lot of folks that I've talked to about it are pleased that he's going to have to answer for his alleged crimes.
Elise Kepler of Human Rights Watch says the Chucky Taylor case is important not just for Liberia, but also for the U.S., because it sends a signal
that the U.S. government is looking to ensure that alleged perpetrators do not escape justice for torture when committed abroad. But what we'll be looking for is that this law is applied much more actively in the future.
Interestingly, while Chucky Taylor is in court here in Miami, thousands of miles away, his father, Charles Taylor, stands trial at a UN tribunal in The Hague. The elder Taylor is charged with committing war crimes in neighboring Sierra Leone during that country's civil war. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.